All right, everybody, welcome, welcome. It is time for another Toolbox Tuesday, and we are back. We took a little bit of a hiatus from Toolbox Tuesday here. I know we've been talking about that over social media for the last couple of weeks. We're going to get into a little bit of why we took a hiatus of Toolbox Tuesday for the last couple of months here.
Yeah, it was very intentional, but we'll get into it.
No. All right, if you have not been with us before, every week in our practices, Tuesday is Toolbox Tuesday, where we are sharing some of the tips and tricks and resources that we have, hundreds of them at this point in time, just kind of refocusing our team to make sure that we know those things that we have at our disposal. And today we are going to be talking about finding some of the slop and holes that might be in your practices. Again, we've been talking about this on social. The reason this is coming up is because Sten was in the practices more clinically than I think he's been in probably the last 5 or 6 years at this point in time. But we had a doctor that was out on maternity leaves and a couple of medical things. And so Sten was on deck and off he went. So
yeah, I'm the bullpen, which I'm happy to do. I'm actually really happy that I was able to do that with time and just the way we set up everything. But you know, it's good to have our docs back.
That's right. So we asked the question you guys wanted to hear. You know, we've been talking about red teaming and finding some of these holes and hopefully finding some of these holes before they become bigger issues. So we're going to chat with Sten a little bit today of just some of the things that he saw in the practices when he was in there, you know, back in the chair, clinically working with the team. Something that we've been hearing from our doctors for months now is the assistants are always messing things up, right? I'm sure that that's a common theme that you guys hear in your practices too. And, you know, they're not doing this and they're not doing that. And they don't have this, that, and the other thing prepared for me. So Sten obviously was working with the same set of assistants that our associate doctors are working with. And Sten, kind of overarching, what was your experience working with them?
Yeah, no, there's a lot here to unpack. And it's not like I was completely out of the office before this, but I had not been working chairside with a lot of the assistants, and there are many assistants I had never worked chairside with. And so I had, I never want to assume the doctors are making things up. And I don't think that they ever were, but you know, just like patients, the doctor's perception is their reality. And so, you know, we got a lot of, we have multiple doctor meetings every single week, right? And whether one-on-ones or group clinical discussions or just group leadership or operational discussions, things like that. And so we're constantly talking to our doctors, and like Jennifer said, a recurring theme was, I can't get this done because the assistants aren't doing this, because the front office didn't do this, because this wasn't set up and things like that. And we always kind of put it back on them a little bit. You know, it's always you got to look in the mirror first. Any problem, especially when you like it or not, if you're a doctor, you're the leader in the office, you know, whether you're associate or the owner, whatever you are. And so we have to look in the mirror first. We just do, period, you know, and not to say that it's always our fault, but what could we have done to make that better? What could we have done to allow them to do their job a little bit better? And the comments we just kept getting from the doctors were just, they're not following protocol, they're not doing this, they're not doing that. And it wasn't like it was, they're up in arms with pitchforks ready to leave. It was just kind of this annoying little comment every once in a while that, you know, obviously that they were deflecting a little bit from some things that weren't going as well as they would like on their own schedule. And so I got in there and I worked with them. I worked with, you know, assistants that were there for a week and assistants that were there for 3 or 4 years and everything in between. And, you know, what I found was, like, you know, kind of across the board. And yes, I completely understand that I signed the checks, so they're probably going to be on their best behavior when they're with me, but I didn't see a lot of problems. And I think what my take on it was their training, but our doctors were expecting the most of their assistants almost unreasonably when they weren't expecting the most of themselves. And that kind of sums it up. And I, cause yes, you know, doing an IV sedation case with a couple assistants that had never been in an IV sedation case before. Yes, they were with a seasoned assistant next to them during the case, things like that. But yes, there were some cumbersome things during that. You know, they didn't know how to chart something right or just things. And so it's definitely a teaching moment. But I think across the board, I saw people really, really trying to follow the protocols and really, really looking at their cheat sheets and really, really asking for help. And even I actually saw the thing that kind of shocked me the most was we have point people, which are kind of our mini managers. But I think Jennifer has some discussion about that later. But they were really taking the bull by the horns and being those leaders, and they were really trying to kind of guide everyone in the right way. And our point people are very much involved in the operations. They're not sitting at a higher level and just kind of telling people what to do. We feel very strongly about that. Ask us how we know. And but they were right there in the trenches with them, and they were getting it done. They were expediting cases that, were kind of going behind, making sure that they were setting all the younger team members or the newer team members up for success, things like that. So not to say I was overly impressed, because it's kind of what I expected a little bit, just how much work we all, I think mainly Jennifer, has put into it. But it was a little surprising how good it was, I guess, based on what the doctors had been kind of relaying to us. And we found a lot of things to work on. Don't get me wrong, a ton of things. And I think it was really, really beneficial for that. But overall, I was pleasantly surprised.
Well, and where a lot of these conversations are coming up is, we've talked about before, we do our on-target tracking meetings with our doctors. We do them individually and then as a group. And this was becoming, just to be completely blunt, a constant excuse as to why we were not hitting goals, because I cannot do this production with this team, or I couldn't complete all of the treatment on an appointment because I had XYZ team. And, of course, our assistants are very valuable, but we're also, from Sten's perspective, we've talked about this, multiple times. He's not waiting for anybody. And if that means he's doing a case solo, that that's what's happening. Obviously, that's not an ideal, but he's not going to use that as something that's going to stop him from accomplishing his production goal.
Yeah, and I think that's a little bit of my background, and I'm fully aware that our docs in particular have not come from the same background that I came from. My first year out of school, I worked three restorative columns, I think, and two hygiene check columns with one assistant. And so basically, I was never chairside with that assistant. That was the model that they had in this practice, and it was a clinic type atmosphere with, lower payers and stuff like that. So that just had to happen for that. It was a great learning experience for me, but I'd learned how to, use an isolate as an assistant. And simple as that. I mean, I was, pouring out Bond myself and grabbing my own micro brushes and doing everything else in between, And so that was just the way I was initiated to dentistry in general. And then I think, going into kind of private practice and my own practice, things like that, I never did that in private practice, but I definitely had more of a lean and mean just thought about how we needed to utilize our team, kind of from the get-go. Mainly just from, the slop I kind of saw with bigger teams, honestly. When no one has a kind of a bigger role, it's they kind of tend to hide in the shadows a little bit. And so our philosophy, and still is, just, train our team really, really high, and you don't need all these other extra people to cover in the gaps that for people not doing their job. So Jennifer and I worked together for many, many years, and she was an EF and things like that. And so that was a different situation, because, it almost feels like you're kind of working with a doctor. And so I did have an assistant with Jennifer, things like that, and kind of bouncing, and we've seen, I don't know, I think at certain times in the career, three, four columns in a row, and that's nothing I want to go back to, and nothing I'd recommend any of our doctors do, or any doctor for that matter. But we needed to. And this was before we had an associate, and this is before I was kind of, was able to kind of offload some of the work. And but that's my background coming into these situations. And so I'm not expecting an assistant to, I guess, push me and kind of guide me. And I kind of take the approach that, like, hey, I know the schedule. You don't need to show me anything before. I'm just going. You just tell me where to go, and I'm doing my thing. You come here, and you get in the room as fast as you can. And, basically, I literally say this to my assistants, like, your job today is just to keep up with me. It's simple as that, period. And I don't think our doctors had that much of a mindset of that. And I think they're getting there a little bit. I'm hoping they will a little bit, not too much. We definitely want the assistants to be in the room. And we don't want everyone running around hair on fire, but they need to kind of be the people that are showing the assistants how they're going to operate, how the flow that's going to go. So showing them what they expect.
And just to explain a little bit about how our assistant model works in our practices, I know this is very different than the way a lot of practices operate, but all of our assistants work with all of our doctors. So we do
Yeah.
not have assistants that are assigned just to a specific, you want that one assistant that you can rely on for everything, who understands every grunt and nod of your head without you having to say anything. It's a little bit of a harsh reality, but it's forced us to make sure that our training systems are better because, you know, if you're just relying on that, we talk about this with front office all the time. If you're relying on that one person who has all the keys to the kingdom, knows every patient, everything that's on a post-it note, and it's going to fall apart without them, what happens when your one key assistant calls in sick and you have a sedation case that morning? Or what happens when they go out on maternity leave? You know, are you just going to close up shop because no one else is trained to work with you? And, you know, we've had to face that harsh reality multiple times. So our doctors now are conditioned for that set of like, hey, you have to be supportable. That's something that Sten says to the doctors all the time. If you aren't repeating that, and again, there's always, you know, an outlier case, but if you're doing a composite a different way every single time, there's no assistant in the world that's going to be able to follow that.
No, it's a huge thing. And that is, I didn't see that as much, honestly, as I expected. I actually expected that to be kind of the issue with the doctors going into my little clinical vacation that I had. But I didn't notice that as much. And not to say I didn't notice. I think there were certain things, and it's not that they're doing it intentionally or just saying, hey, these protocols, I'm throwing them out the window, I'm doing my own thing. It was more, this case necessitates me to do something differently, or this case necessitates me to do something this way. When it really doesn't, right? You know, there's really not, you fit things into your system. You don't build a system for every little outlier, because you're gonna have 15 outliers every day, you know, just if you do that. So I didn't see that as much. We definitely tightened up some of the protocols. But you know, that was kind of nice to see. So I think it was more them expecting them to do things that honestly they weren't trained to do. That really was kind of outside of what we expect of our assistants in front office, though.
Then how do you address, because this comes up multiple times, and a lot of doctors have this fear, especially when they're bringing on an associate for the first time, of the team doing things differently for you than for the other doctors. You know, some of these team members, to your point, you had never worked with them before.
Yeah,
And so, I mean,
I'd never met some of them, yeah.
they have more of a daily relationship with our associate doctors. So how do you respond to that when that's the objection that you're receiving back from the doctors?
That one's kind of hard for me to address. I think you could probably speak more about that one, Jennifer, because, and I don't want to beat my own chest and say this is the way you got to do it, because I do it right every time. But I tell the assistants and I show the assistants what I expect every single day, period. And I don't know for a fact, and Jennifer, this is where I think you could probably chime in a little bit more, but I don't think they're hazy on how they're supposed to operate when I walk in the door. And not say I've never raised my voice once in the office. I've never stomped my feet. I've never, but this is what I expect. This is what we're doing. And you know how to do it. And this is the protocol. You've been trained. You guys have done it millions of times at this point. Do it every time today. That's it. Oh. And so I think I don't.
No, that's the presence.
Yeah, maybe it is the presence, and feels kind of funny to say that about yourself, but it's you know, there's I think that they're kind of not taking the victim mentality sometimes, but you know, they're saying, well, how am I gonna do this if the assistants don't do this exactly one way, or if the assistants don't do that one way, and instead of the assistants are gonna do it this way, period, because this is what I need, and if they're not, I'm going to the room by myself and they're gonna catch up. And you know, you have an assistant kind of catch up, right? You already started the exam for a minute or so, and they have to come in like, oh, I didn't see you come in the door. Well, yeah, because you weren't ready, you know? And so I went in there,
And I'm going. I'm not
and I'm
waiting for you.
going right now, and I'm not waiting for you. And you know, I think that mindset had been lost a little bit with the doctor. So yeah, I don't, I think that's probably as simple as it is, as just, and we talk a lot about this, but I think this is one area where I've noticed with our doctors, especially, they understand this in theory. They understand having the presence. They understand, you know, just saying, hey, this is what I expect. You got to do it, and being very firm, but not mean. Just still being, you know, creating a good work environment. They understand all that, and they agree with all that. And we talk about that many, many times on the calls. In practice, it's more difficult to do. Yeah, and I think that probably comes with, if they don't get that done with the assistant, the worst thing that could happen is they have kind of a tricky day. Right? As business owners, we know if your assistants or your team don't operate and they don't do things the way they're supposed to do, you might not be able to pay your bills. Right? Simple as that, right? And our associates doctors don't have that, right? There's a little bit of a padded playground situation that we've built for them in that regard. So it's not as critical. And so it's more a complaining than a critical, this is gonna really cause some problems situation, right? Yeah.
Which is the perfect segue into part two of this. We're going to continue this conversation on just kind of the coaching of the doctors and the team, because we know that this is a pain point that so many practice owners have with just teams as a whole. So come back next week. We're going to have part two of this, where we're continuing some of this conversation, a little bit of this victim mentality and guiding your doctors. In the meantime, if you would like to hear about how we can help your practices, we are accepting private clients right now. We have a couple of availabilities between now and the end of the year to talk about how we can help your team with leadership, set up some of this on target tracking for your doctors, and really help smooth out some of those operational challenges that we've all had. So please feel free to reach out, connect at pathwaydentalsolutions.com. We're on all the social media platforms, and we will be back next week.
Take care.
Bye.